Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, lovely podcast listeners. Thanks for tuning in to another compilation of Emergency Questions. This is where we take all the podcasts we've ever done and we find the best answers to some of the emergency questions that have come up many times and then put them all together in one handy little format that would be perfect for Channel 5. I don't know why Channel 5 haven't been in touch. Where are you, Ian, Channel 5? Come on, dude. I've got kids to feed. Can't just keep on doing this stuff for nothing, you know. But, you know, how many emergency questions have we got that we can do this with? Lots of them, luckily. Several thousand, but I'm not sure we've asked them all that often enough, so maybe I'm wrong about that. To find out what this week's emergency question is, let's spin the random emergency question generator machine. Here it comes. Yes, the question is, who is the most famous person you've ever been in a lift with? Remember, you can't have got into the lift with them. I'm sure there'll be plenty of that coming up. To find out the answers to these, let's first of all go to the very first time it was asked. Really? I can't believe that. Back in 2019, to Dave Johns. And that was at the Newcastle stand, where I will be returning quite shortly if this goes out in time. On the 1st of October. Come along and see me in the afternoon or the evening, Newcastle people.
I've come up with a new emergency question as a basis of reading a few of the facts on your website, which is very useful, actually. I wish everyone did what you did. On your website, there's just a whole
full
page.
Facts.
There's a whole page of facts, which makes my job very easy.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you this question.
My website that you'll all go on tomorrow and see where I'm touring.
Yeah. You must do. I'll ask you this question. I know you have an answer. Who is the most famous person you've been in a lift with? I'm going to ask other people this question now, David, because do you remember what the...
Woody Allen.
Is? It is Woody Allen.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was really bad. But what it was I was standing, basically. This is the whole story, right? And I don't know whether this was... But this happened. I was in the toilets at the hotel in Cannes, in the main hotels, big in the road. And I was in the hotel, and I was a bit pissed, and Woody Allen came into the toilet.
Yeah.
And I went, And I thought, I remembered about Steven Spielberg, and I thought, don't fucking talk to him, right? So I just went into the cubicle, and I don't know whether it was him, but somebody went to the cubicle next door, and I heard them going. So when I got in the lift, I didn't say anything, and I was going up in the lift, and he was going up in the lift, and I was just there, and when I went bing, and I walked out of the lift, and just as the lift doors shut, he went, "I heard you laughing."
Good to see Davy John, star of I, Daniel Blake there, managing also to get a little plug in for his own tour. Do go and see him if you're ever around, if you ever see him on tour. He's a very, very funny man indeed. Also from the 2019 tour, I'm touring in 2023 and 2024. Did I mention that? The fantastic Bethany Black was not expecting this question. Let's see how she does.
Well, who is the most famous person that you've ever been in a lift with that you didn't get into the lift with? I mean, you know, that you weren't with.
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't with at the time.
Might not be anyone. It's a tricky question.
That is a tricky question, because yeah. I'm just trying to think. Andrew Hayden Smith.
Okay.
Who was also in Doctor Who.
Okay.
But who was in a different episode of Doctor Who from me. But, yeah, I think that...
Is he the one...
Yeah, I think he's in Hollyoakes now. He's okay. And he was in the Rise of the Cybermen.
Okay.
The David Tennant Cybermen story.
What did he do in the lift? Did he do anything interesting in the lift?
No, nothing interesting in the lift. He was a boring lift compatriot.
Well, at least we've learned that about him.
Yeah.
If you could
trust him in a lift.
I think the TARDIS counts as a kind of lift.
Yeah.
I'm quite excited that they've got they said, "Do you want to see my TARDIS?" Do you think they think that they really, I mean, are they really TARDISes?
Yeah, I think they really are.
Do you want to have a go on my TARDIS?
Well, we did, because we had a go and we went back, and you won't know this, but until 2015, England never won the World Cup in 66. So, you know, we went back and we did that. That was what we did with that afternoon on the TARDIS.
That's brilliant.
Lovely stuff from Bethany. And if you've ever wondered whether I give the guests the questions in advance, this should prove that I don't. Here's Nathan Caton. Struggling to come up with an answer, but then when he does, oh, the humanity, what a beautiful answer it is. We learn so much from this question. I'm not saying I'm a genius, but, you know, you wouldn't have thought to ask this question, would you? So, you know, that's why you're sitting there and I'm sitting here. Yeah, because I'm doing the podcast and you're listening to it. That's the other reason.
And who is the most famous person you've ever been in a lift with that you didn't get in the lift with, that you weren't with when you got in the lift? Have you ever been in a lift with a famous person?
Of course.
You must have been. Come on, Nathan.
In a lift with a famous person?
Come on.
Have I?
You must have been.
Mate, you are very overestimating my lifestyle, mate.
Just by, like, down the Westfield, someone you must have been. I met Shane Ritchie at the Westfield. That's the kind of thing that can happen.
Oh, I know.
I can't
go to Westfield. There's too many people. I just end up, like, just accidentally kicking someone in the back of the head. have I been in a lift of someone famous? Lee Ryan from Blue.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good one.
Is that good?
Yeah, no, I'm very impressed with that. That's a good choice. What was he like? Did anything happen with Lee Ryan when he was in the lift?
He's a bit of a geezer, mate. He's down to earth. Yeah, he's like... I don't know, for some reason, I always think singers would be like divas, but he's like, nah, you're like, mate, how you doing? He's like, mate, you know you're a singer, man. Be a diva. Like, tell him to shut up or something. Just look at me and go, no pictures. But no, he's a cool guy. Really laid back.
Good, well, it's good to know. That's how we find out. We found out about celebrities in the lift.
So Lee Ryan from Blue was all right. That's a surprise. That's a surprise. Those are the kind of things you learn on Rahalastra per emergency questions. Off to York now. Back in 2019, I was on tour talking to a guest who had quite bad food poisoning but still turned up. That was very nice of him. I wonder what David Reed has to say. He's a York City fan about the most famous person he was in a lift with. I know because I've just listened to it, but you don't know yet. So it's good.
Who is the most famous or slash surprising person you've ever been in a lift with that you haven't got into the lift with? That you've got into a lift and they've been in.
Well, hang on.
So most famous or surprising person.
They weren't with me.
You couldn't walk in with them, go, I was, but you encountered them in a lift.
Okay. Can I have two answers?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. One was Barry Cryer.
Okay.
Who I walked in and he was in the lift and he said, hello, I'm old. Which I thought was, that was quite nice.
I think it's good when they talk. It's quite rare that when the person talks. Yeah. But it's that, those are the best ones.
Yeah. And then. Paxman was the other one.
I've been in a lift with Paxman.
Have you?
Yeah.
He just sort of loiters around the lobby.
I think he does.
The first three times I went to the BBC, Paxman came out of the gents at the exact point I walked up the stairs.
Okay.
I was like, how often... The maths on that is mind-boggling. How often must he be in there for that to have happened three times in a row?
It could be irritable bowel syndrome he's got.
It might be. I mean, I wouldn't want to diagnose him on a podcast.
And then you got into a lift with him after the...
Another time. The doors opened and there was... Yeah, got into a lift
I touched
him.
His briefcase with one of my hands.
Really?
He didn't see. It was one of the first episodes of Fist of Fun, that's what I say, and it's completely true. I was playing the excited I'm at the BBC character... Which I was, that's who I was.
Right.
And that happened, and I touched his briefcase with one of my hands, and he never saw. so I'm glad he's still going around in lifts for the next generation of comedians to be excited about.
I've not seen him with a briefcase these days, though.
No,
he's given that up.
He has. Yeah, he's not doing as much as he just as university challenged now, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad.
He doesn't have any briefs anymore.
No.
That wasn't a pants joke, by the way. Okay. Literally what a briefcase is for, right?
Yeah. It is, I guess.
Yeah.
Disappointingly, I don't think I asked Jeremy Paxman if he'd ever been in a lift with anyone famous. But did I talk about it? I might have done, but I did talk about Jeremy Paxman's, not Jeremy Clarkson, Jeremy Paxman's briefs when I talked to Jeremy Paxman. But this isn't about Jeremy Paxman, apart from that last answer, which very much was. This is about... What famous people have been in a lift with guests on Rahulastapa and back also to the tour of 2019? I asked it a lot in 2019, this question. I was in Hull. I met the delightful Lucy Beaumont, who is just such a funny, funny comedian and presenter. I love her. Let's see what she has to say on the question of what famous person you've been in a lift with. I've got a question about who's the most famous person you've ever been in a lift with that you didn't get into the lift with. Have you ever bumped into anyone on a lift?
Well, I used to... Quite a few famous people, because I used to be a magician's assistant in Harrods.
Okay.
Yeah, on the fifth floor. So that lift, I've seen all sorts going on in that lift, yeah.
Yeah, who have you been in a lift with in Harrods?
Well, I tell you what... to lift the lift and I let her go through was and she'd just had a facelift done and a bit of her ear fell off. and I went to pick it up and my manager said, no, if she wants it she'll come back for it.
Yeah. But, you know, you might not know where your ear fell off. That's always happened to me. You might not remember where it was.
It was a bit of... It wasn't an earring. It was a bit of her ear.
Lobe or... I mean, do the ears grow back?
It's like quite gristly. I'm just... just telling you.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
My height.
Really?
He's about 5 foot... I'm 5 foot one and a half, but I'd say he's about 5 foot three. Honestly.
Yeah.
Tiny man. Never know it, would you?
How do they make him look so big in the films? He looks really big.
I don't know how they do it. It's movies, isn't it? Magic of movies.
Yeah.
They must do something, because he's tiny man.
Are you sure it was Arnold Schwarzenegger? Are you sure it wasn't just a picture of him promoting one of his films? Like, sometimes they prop those up, in the foyers.
No, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Was he nice?
Yeah, he was lovely. Yeah. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bought a rocking horse.
Did he?
Yeah. That's all I've got to
say. Do you have to sign a thing when you work for Harrods saying you won't reveal the purchases and the ears falling off of...
A little bit. I nearly ended up working in Al Fayed's personal office.
Okay.
He sort of... I won't say grooms, but they sort of...
Yeah, let's not say that. Let's not say it, especially if he didn't.
But the build-up... There's a build-up to working in the office where they test if they can trust you. So you can... You'll edit this out, won't you? Can I get sued for any of this?
Yeah, all of it.
I was just doing my...
Don't say stuff that you're going to want to edit out. It's complicated.
Okay.
I'm not going to edit it out. I'm going to put it in.
So I was doing my magic tricks and he came up behind me and just whispered in my ear, they killed her.
All right, Al, I'm trying to do some magic here. Come on, mate. Lighten up. What magic trick were you doing at that time?
I was doing a cup of balls.
Yeah. Maybe that's how the Secret Service got Princess Diana.
It's the oldest magic trick in the world. Yeah. It is. There's, you know, because you think there's three cups and there's three balls. There's not. There's four balls.
Ah.
You're hiding a ball.
Right. We'll have to edit that bit out. But that's... We can't have that revealed. That's a terrible thing. Fucking hell, that was a pretty good answer, wasn't it? It was worth us asking this question just to get that cavalcade of information. I'm not sure I can remember the person we bleeped out. I mean, I've got a pretty good idea. You've probably got a pretty good guess as to who that is. But what an extraordinary story that is. I can't remember for sure. The Al Fayed stuff. I mean, as things have turned out, maybe revealing a bit more than we'd have liked to know. But there we go. What fantastic stuff. Whew, my goodness. Well, look, I'm so overwhelmed by what I've just heard from Lucy. I'm going to have to take a little break and listen to some adverts, if applicable. So let's sit back, relax and enjoy the people who've paid for you to listen to this compilation. Please support them in all their endeavours if you can.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We are back from our little advertising break, and what fun that was, if applicable. If nothing was there, just pretend I haven't said anything. And we're asking various minor celebrities who is the most famous person they've been in a lift with. Who's the next person I'm going to ask that question to? Well, it's the raconteur, comedian, reader, Robin Ince. All right, I'll do one more. This is one I got from Davy Johns in Newcastle. You can't have got into the lift with them, but who is the most famous person you've been in a lift with that you've got into a lift and that famous person's been in a lift?
Oh, man. I don't know. I normally take the stairs because for health reasons.
Who's the most famous person you've crossed on the stairs?
Yeah, who would that be? I didn't quite get into a lift with them, but I remember
John Malkovich on an escalator was pretty good.
Okay, that's good.
There was John Malkovich on an escalator in Green Park, because he really does have, you know, there are certain performers which the level of their charisma is potent. Yeah. There really is a kind of like, you know, the ether of their majesty just hovering around them. And I think, you know, John Malkovich really had that. So yeah. John Malkovich down escalator, Piccadilly line. No, I was on the same escalator.
You're on the same
yeah.
line. Yeah. Behind or ahead of him?
I was slightly behind.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. He does a very good audio book of Breakfast of Champions by Kurt Vonnegut, and the best thing is just him describing the pictures. He goes, and there is a picture of a vagina. A hairy
beaver.
Oh,
I've not heard that. That sounds great.
It's very good having John Malkovich read that to you. Of course, I'm absolutely fuming that Robin Ince answered a different question than the one I asked, but still, it was interesting we could add that as a... Should it be in this compilation? It's the most famous person he was on an escalator with. We'll have to think long and hard about that. If you listen to this, you'll know that we decided it should go in by a majority vote. I'm very much against it. But I'm sure the next guest, Seymour Mace, also recorded in Newcastle, also on the 2019 tour, same night as Dave Johns. No, it wasn't. It was the week after. What am I thinking? Or the week before. Whichever it was. Here is his... remember, I'm on tour now. Here is the answer of very funny Seymour Mace. I'm going to ask one that came out. I think this might be quite a good emergency question, but let's see. Who is the most famous person you have ever been in a lift with, like, not... that you got in with, that you got, was in there when you
Noel Edmonds.
Right, that is good.
And
how was that, being in a lift with Noel Edmonds?
He didn't say much. He's very short.
Yeah.
And if you watch on Deal or No Deal, he has, like, little bits that he walks along,
yeah,
which are little, like a foot off the ground. And everyone else stands in little holes.
Everyone else is an empty swimming pool.
I don't remember much. I always say to people, he had an office on the ground floor because he couldn't reach it, but that didn't happen. But he was genuinely in the lift, but nothing happened. I didn't say anything to him, he didn't
still
say anything
good, though,
to me.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Being in a lift. I was surprised at how short he was.
Yeah.
He was the kind that you thought, you know, when you used to be a kid and you'd go on your knees and put your mum's slippers. He looked like he was doing that.
Yeah. That was nice. I think that's a good question, isn't it? I think everyone's... Who's the most famous person you've ever been in a lift with? Oh, fuck, it's fun. It's falling apart. I won't go around the whole room. Seymour Mace, I wonder who's shorter, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Noel Edmonds? I wonder if they've ever met. They probably have. I wonder who won the short off on that one. It's nice to know there are short celebrities out there, because I'm a short, almost celebrity, and I'm glad there's people shorter than me out there who have succeeded despite their shortness. Next up, I remember this being quite a convoluted way in to this question about lifts. Let's see if I'm right. It is Ashlyn B. I think recorded the last podcast I recorded before lockdown, just after I talked to Michael Palin the previous week, obviously. I talked to Ashlyn B and I asked her what's the most famous person she's ever been in a lift with, to some misunderstanding. Let's see if I'm correct. I haven't listened yet. Who's the most famous person you've ever been in a lift with that you didn't get into the lift with?
Oh, for creepy reasons?
That you got in a lift and they were in the lift.
Imagine, like, that's the difference between a male comedian answering and a female comedian answering. It's like, why? Oh, like a rapist. Which famous
you got in
the
lift and then someone else is in the lift?
Many. Say that again?
So you've got in a lift you're in a lift and someone else gets in, but you didn't get in the lift with the person, but it's a famous person.
Because I didn't want to be in the lift with
you're in a lift.
No, you just shout at me, Richard. I'm your
fucking question.
I just had to know the context.
Yeah, I'm just saying, who's the most... I haven't got it written down. I'm just trying to remember the exact...
Well, you can tell you haven't written down because you haven't thought it through properly, Richard.
Who's the most famous person you've ever been in a lift with that you didn't get in the lift with? That's not the question, but that's the...
But I just don't understand why I wouldn't get in the lift.
Because lifts... People get in the lifts when other people are in lifts.
What? This will be another clip for, like, two people having a breakdown. Is it going down and I want to go up? Is it that I'm scared of the person?
No, you've got in a lift.
I know.
And then the doors open, someone else gets in, and it's someone who's famous.
Yeah.
but you didn't get in the lift with them. What? It could even be you both got in the lift, but you didn't go in together. I got in a lift with Billy Connolly, but we didn't get in the lift together. I mean, we did go in together, but
is
we
this
did.
A riddle? Do I but get something at the end?
I got in a lift and Billy Connolly was in the lift, and then we went up a floor together in the lift.
Are you going to ask me to count how many people were there by the time you got to the top? What is it? In the lift. It's the question, who's the most famous person you've ever been in a lift with?
No.
No.
Because you've probably been in a lift with Paul Rudd, and that wouldn't count because you went in with him.
Why is it so difficult? Who is the most famous person I've ever been in a lift with that I didn't get into the lift with?
Yeah. That you weren't with when you got in the lift. How is that? Does that make sense?
I've only ever been in bungalows. Now can we move on?
Oh,
I take
man.
The stairs.
Rebecca Front won't get in a lift, so it's not a good question for her. She's
scared of lifts.
Yeah, well, scared of what's that?
Who she might meet in them? Not that.
She won't. She won't get in a lift. They made that her character in the thick of it. Wouldn't get in a lift as well.
Oh, really? Lift phobia. Yeah. Or claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia, is that it? Agoraphobia. Yeah. Francophobia.
Anglophobia.
Anglophobia.
Scared of English people.
Yeah. Yeah. No one. That can be no one. Man, this is a much funnier question than I could have ever dreamt. The answers to this are just superb. What a moment of high comedy that was, don't you think? Now to bring the whole thing crashing down, one of the least funny men in Great Britain, successful somehow, I don't understand. It's James Acaster answering the question about the lift and famous people. And I'll ask you this emergency question I've been asking recently a lot. Who is the most famous person you've ever been in a lift with that you didn't get into the lift with, though? You can't have got in with them as your friend. You had to get in and then they were there, or they got in after you. Could have got on the same floor, but you weren't with them when they got on. Do you understand the question? Because Ashley and B didn't understand the question.
I fully understand the question. Christopher Biggins.
Is it?
Yep.
Anything?
Christopher Biggins. It was at a hotel, again on the Milton Jones tour, so, you know, a bigger deal for me when I saw celebs then. Nowadays, don't give a shit. Back then, I remember the doors opening and Biggins standing there early morning. We both got up just in time for breakfast. We've both done the thing where you leave it as late as you can and then go down to get the breakfast. Doors opened and he was staring. He clearly thought, and he also did that thing we've all fallen for, where you've pressed ground floor. On the way down, someone else has pressed it, but you haven't. You think it's the ground floor.
Yeah.
So you step off like it, confidently, like it's the ground floor. And then you realise, oh no, this is floor three. It's another load of bedrooms, and I now need to get back on the lift. And so I got to see Biggins do a little panic, walk off all days with a little tufty in his hair to just up, realise this is not the breakfast buff, and then get back on the lift with me. I said hello to him, and... he said hello back, but in a very good way that let me know I'm not in the mood. So I was like, yep, fair enough.
Yeah. I would have thought Christopher Biggins would front it out and pretend that was his floor and just wait for the next lift. That's the kind of guy I would think. That's good detail to know that he would admit his error in front of you. And step
I think
in.
If it was another time of day and he wasn't going down to get breakfast at the last minute, he would risk it. But I think... that the seconds, like, time was of the essence. And if he had just got off that lift and started out, he could have been looking at being refused service.
Because sometimes those lifts in the morning, when they're busy, it can often take 4 or 5 minutes. It's quicker to go down the stairs.
Yeah. I always, actually, I rarely take the lifts now on tour because I am getting so little exercise on tour that I just, any chance I get, I'm exercising. So always the lift. And Joel Dommett told me, that Bruce Lee never took lifts and he always took the stairs. So every time I'm taking the stairs, I always think to myself, Bruce Lee always took the stairs. like I'm Bruce Lee now.
Worked out. Well, it didn't work out for him in the end, but it worked out for him in the short term. It wasn't because of lifts, was it, that anything went
wrong? No. Worked out for Joel. He looks good.
He does look good. Yeah. Damn, he was funny after all. God damn James Acaster and his deserved success. He's always a fantastic guest, and I hope he'll come back on again soon. Now, we are going over to talk to Michael Spicer, Presumably, I think this one was a remote record because I don't think he's been into the theatre yet. Very funny man, does those brilliant Man Next Door videos and much, much more. But has he ever been in a lift with a famous person? You're about to find out. If you didn't think you wanted to know this before, you fucking do now, don't you? Yes, you do. Who is the most famous person that you have been in a lift with, but that you didn't get into the lift with? It's not like I got in the lift with Nish Kumar when I was going to the MASH report.
Right.
You've got into a lift. I'll allow an elevator or any form of stair. And you got in, and there's a famous person in the lift already. And have you ever been? I met Jeremy Paxman in the lift at the BBC. And I touched his briefcase.
Well, I
you didn't know.
I did work at ITV Sport.
Right. Well, there you go.
And they used to be on the 18th floor of the, what's it called? The
London Studios?
London Studios. I always call it the LWT building.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was always in elevators with famous people. It's just.
Who was the most famous? Just tell me the most famous one. Don't like tell me I've been with loads. I asked you a specific question. I want to know.
Benjamin.
That's good.
There you go.
Yeah. Impressed with that.
She was so nice because it was packed, this lift. And she did her utmost to create room.
Oh, that's nice. I thought she would. I thought she'd put on a little play school show or something. You were going to say, or she did all her catchphrases or stuff. She seems nice, Viola Benjamin.
Oh yeah,
it's. I'm not sure. I mean, again, that's very much a name from my childhood. She has. She's a dame or something now, isn't she?
Well, no, she's a lady in the
House of Lords. House of Lords, is she? Yeah, okay. Yeah, good she luck to it.
Even be a baroness. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll look it up later. Floella Benjamin is in the House of Lords. Michael Spicer was right. Congratulations to her. She seems like an incredible woman. I have been trying to get her on the podcast, but so far, no luck. Fingers crossed that one day old FB will be on RHLSDP. Here's someone who has been on, though, who's one day will be seen as... I'm sure she will be in the House of Lords as well. It's the very... very clever, satirical, fantastically funny Rachel Paris. What is the most famous person you've been in a lift with that you didn't get into the lift with?
I think it's Peter Andre.
Is it? That's good.
Yeah. He was so nice. It was in the London studios when we were filming the MASH report, and he was doing a morning programme, I think. And he was so nice for the brief two words we spoke, because I think that he was under the impression from my... I've never seen him before, and he feels so familiar to me from, like... Because the age I grew up, like, Mysterious Girl was such a big thing.
Yeah.
And so I greeted him, like, oh, hi, like that. And he sort of... I felt I tricked him into thinking that he knew me.
Yeah.
So he was like... oh, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. Like that. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. It's nice to see you. But that is all we said to each other. But I think I made a good impression.
Yeah.
I got the impression he was a nice man.
He is nice, but I think he likes girls who don't say hello to him a bit. He likes mysterious girls, doesn't
oh,
he?
Oh, yeah, that's...
Trip again.
Against type.
You did. But maybe everyone tries to be mysterious and he just wants the direct approach.
Yeah, I should have been like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Mysterious and badly French.
Lovely glimpse into the life of Rachel Paris there, but what about Max and Ivan? Remember them from the Cambridge tour date in 2019? God, I fucking did this question to death and then completely forgot about it, didn't I, for a very short time. I'm going to bring it back. It's really good. I'm going to start doing it on the 2023-2024 tour. You heard it here first. RichardHerring.com/Rahalastapa. Please come. Let's see what they've got to say for themselves, these little pair of melon farmers. Well, I'll ask you this. Who's the most famous, surprising person you've ever been in a lift with? And which I mean, you kind of got into the lift with them. They just happened to be in the lift you were in.
Oh.
If any. Or, other situation.
This is vaguely related. But when I was young, when I was a kid, I had a genuine, phobia, panic attack-inducing phobia of walking into a lift... and Uma Thurman would be there, and this is entirely true. And she would be wearing a sort of like Burberry style trench coat, and then she would stab me in the back with a machete. Wow. And I would die. And that was one of my main worries about the way I would die for some years.
Now you've said it in a podcast, I think that could happen.
Oh, no.
I think she listens to this. Would you quite like it if that happened? I mean, it's like me having... I dreamt that I was eating lettuce with Blur last night.
I mean, that doesn't involve you being stabbed to death, Richard.
No, but, you know, it's interesting, though, isn't it? I've got to... I wanted to find out if it's, you know, how the dream went. It'd be interesting to meet up with Alex James, see if he... Also, what's that kind of lettuce called where it's like, you know, is that
romaine?
Oh.
No? What is it? Oh, it is romaine.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's interesting, isn't it? It's leave or remain.
Yeah.
Lovely bit of topical.
Thank you. I didn't script it. Haven't been trying to get that joke in. Just made that up. Remain. Have you ever been in a lift with a famous person?
Max, does that count?
No.
No.
On an escalator? A travelator? In a gym?
I don't know if I've ever been on a travel... Oh, no, I guess in an airport.
Yeah.
Who was it that we were in? It was one of those buses that takes you from one terminal to another. And you really wanted me to take a picture of someone famous.
I don't know.
Oh... this is not a good anecdote.
What did we say before we went on stage, Ivan?
Keep my mouth shut.
I once shared a lift with... He's famous in a certain group of people. Bruce Buffer, the golden-voiced ring announcer of UFC and the brother of Michael Buffer, who invented the Let's Get Ready to Rumble catchphrase copyrighted it for billions of dollars at this point. I shared a lift to a Skyloft in Las Vegas with him, and he was with two women who were not, I suspect, his daughters.
Good. We've got some gossip about someone I don't care about. Max and Ivan there. Proving, like, why is it only Aisling B who doesn't understand this question? Everyone else has got it, even when I've explained it badly. Next in the interrogator's chair is Athena Kublinu. I'm going to ask you, first of all, Davy John's emergency question. Who is the most famous person you've been in a lift with that you hadn't got into the lift with?
That I haven't got into the lift with?
You didn't get in with. You got in the lift and there they were. I was in a lift with Billy Connolly. Davy John's was in a lift with Noel Edmonds. He's very small. And Woody Allen as well. He's been in a lift.
All right, so I've got an actual story and an almost story.
Okay.
So I'll give you both. So the actual story is Gary Lineker at the BBC because he works there.
Yeah.
I was faffing.
That's a good place to go in the lifts.
I wasn't like following him. Like,
no.
And he wasn't,
no one said you were, but now you said that, I'm suspicious.
And so that was cool because I'm actually a fan of his tweeting.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, boring footballer, really. come on, guys. I mean, he was functional.
He scored loads of goals.
Functional. He was a striker. Yeah.
I mean, that's
like Van Nistelrooy.
That is great. The function, though.
Yeah, if you support the team he plays for, you'll love him. But if you don't, you're not, I want to go out to be Gary Lineker. No one wants to think that. Come on. Sorry, Gary. You might want to cut this out afterwards.
No, I
feel like I'm offending everybody. Who am I thinking? Drogba, on the other hand. You know, that's flair. Do you know what I mean? Goals and flair. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Anyway, so I didn't say this to him in the lift, by the way. You want to watch some of Drogba's goals. Do you know what I mean? Speed and flair. What did you have, goal hanger? Anyway. Anyway, the almost story, right? When I was working for the Olympics, I was based in Canary Wharf. Now, this starts off as a sad story. The company above us, or below us, I forget, lost a lot of people in 9/11. They had an office in the Twin Towers. However, as a consequence, every year they do a charity event. And in this charity event, celebrities would man their phones and sell stocks and trades. I think. One of the celebrities one year was Prince Harry.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have it on good authority. In fact, I know for a fact he was in the building below me at the same time as me because he was on the news. So I was watching the news and I'm like, this is happening now, beneath us. Oh my God, this is the greatest job ever. It's going to change my life. And it didn't, obviously. But he would have gotten a lift to get to that.
Could have been you.
Floor. And It might have been the lift I used. Yeah. And it could have been me.
Could have been you.
It could have been me. Could you imagine? Because they lost their shit and the mum had dreadlocks. With me? Oh, no. I don't think that would have flown at all. No, they wouldn't have handled that. They can barely handle the mother.
Oh, that would have been good. Something I was going to say, it's gone. Don't have kids is my advice, because I had something great to say to you then. And it's,
the wedding would have been great, though.
Yeah.
Me and Harry, they had a very black American wedding. Yeah. Mine would have been like a black British wedding. Benjamin, Jeff and I are saying, just rejecting the OBE again. It would have been great.
Athena there. I misremembered David Johnson, didn't I? It wasn't him who said Noel Edmonds at all. It was Seymour Mace. Very embarrassing. Final guest answering this question. She's one of the best guests we get on this podcast. She's been on a few times. And one time, presumably the last time, or one of the most recent times, I asked her about which most famous person she'd been in the lift with, and according to my notes, you will also get my answer to this question in this answer. Can you bear the suspense? It's probably Billy Connolly, because I've already said that, but let's see if it's someone, or Jeremy Paxman, but let's see if I... That's true. This is the new jingle we do. Let's see if that's true. Do, 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 do. Sarah Pascoe. Who is the most famous person you have been in a lift with that you didn't get in the lift with, but you discovered in the lift?
Oh, Daniel Radcliffe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that one person at the back was like, whoa.
And
she just went up in my estimation.
He just appeared in the lift while you were in the lift. And it was going up.
It was actually adorable because there was an agent was having their agency party at the top of the Ivy.
Oh, yes.
And also at the top of the Ivy is a smoking area, so anyone can be in the lift. And so what there was some, let's call them staff at BBC Radio, in the lift going up to the agency party, and one of the women was very drunk, and I had not noticed Daniel Radcliffe. She started going, and bear in mind, this is a lift, so it's this as big as this table. If it isn't a podcast, it's as big as a small table. Or a lift. And
some people at home won't have been in a lift.
They'll be living in their bungalows going. So the very drunk woman started going, Harry Potter. Harry Potter's in here. Harry Potter's in the lift, like this, and little Daniel Radcliffe just went, hello everybody, my name's Daniel, and then she shook everyone's hands in the lift. I know, it was such a beautiful, generous way to deal with that situation.
Yeah.
Hello, and then he shook everyone's hand.
Yeah. What a weird life he's had, Daniel Radcliffe. It must be very difficult. He seems a very...
well-adjusted. Like, he does seem
well-adjusted.
I think if you go through that kind of child star thing, it's a stupid opinion, I think he's a very good actor,
yeah,
which makes it easier. Like, he was a child actor, but I think that he's made incredible decisions since, hasn't he?
And that's why the Weasley twins, their lives have fallen apart.
I know, I don't want to say that about children. Honestly, it must...
No, it's not when they're children. When they were adults, they were shit still. Yeah, they were... Like, the kids weren't that good to begin with, and they got better.
Mm.
The Weasley twins, if anything, got worse as they became...
I don't know. What else have they been in? What are you talking about?
I'm just talking about Harry Potter. We were adults by the end of Harry Potter.
Were they?
Well, I think so.
I think they were still technically children. And
okay.
I don't think we should be mean.
Then I retract everything
I
said.
Retract it.
Not...
I just think it's so hard. It must be... If you're
but
a
I'm
parent,
still putting it out.
If you're a parent whose kid wants to do stuff like that, it must be so difficult where you go, this is what an amazing opportunity. They want to live their dream. But then you have to have the rest of your life afterwards. And you know what it's like. With a slight bit of public attention, the world is full of bullies.
Yes.
And for children, it just must be awful.
Yeah.
Don't be mean about the Weasley twins.
I just one of them shit, the other one's all right. I'm not going to tell you which one's which, so they can both feel happy in themselves. I was the good one.
Okay, yeah.
I think one of them's gone on to do some stuff. They both went to Hollywood, and I think one of them got a job without the other one.
Okay.
So he's the whichever one is, that's the good one.
Okay. So have you been in a lift with a famous person?
I was a few. I was Jeremy Paxman when I was first on the BBC.
Yeah.
Billy Connolly, I'm sure I've said this on the podcast before, but I was on a one floor was in Montreal, and there was a lift to the hotel from the car park to the hotel, and then you got in, and there was another lift to your rooms. And I had a horrible time in Montreal. Have you done Montreal? You must have done
Montreal.
Yeah,
horrible time.
I really hated it. But, I've been three times. I've hated it every time. and I had a really particularly bad time the last time I went. And I'd done this awful gig where all the other comedians, the American comedians, just basically do racist, sexist humour. And they'd been...
Yeah.
But it's all like the Korean people go, I'm Korean, so my parents are all like Benny Hill.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Benny Hill doing a Chinese person. Yeah. A woman did, you know what our guys are like? They're all cheating. They're all fucking around. And they're all awful, aren't they? But we still love them, don't we? Still, and I felt so offended.
Yeah.
That she was stereotyping men in that way, and then letting them off as well. Mm. That I kind of walked back from this gig, really thinking I hate this place, and I don't know why I'm here. And I got in a lift, and Billy Connolly happened to be in that lift, and he did like a 10-second routine about being in a lift. He didn't know just there was four other people, and then he just went, "Oh, that's what this about." You know, he had I'll do an impression of him. Oh, hello. It's me, Billy Connolly. What's this with a lift just going one floor? What's that? He just did a brilliant bit of observational comedy. Yeah. That was the best thing I saw in Montreal that year.
Oh, that's a brilliant story.
And it completely, I think it might be in my book, How Not to Grow Up. It completely sort of turned the whole experience around. It was just magical.
He's such an incredibly special, important comic, isn't he, Billy Connolly? But not just for people who do comedy, but for audiences as well. Like, I think he's so many people's favourite comedian.
Yeah. Well, I think he's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best stand-up. I think he's the best UK stand-up.
And it's that thing where sometimes when people are alive, you don't appreciate them properly in their lifetime. Like, if we'd all been born 20 years ago... 20 years ago? No, that wouldn't work. Some of you will have been born 20 years ago. If we were all born in 20 years' time, we would just grow up in that kind of way of going, oh, he'll just be the name of the person. You go, well, that person invented a form.
Yeah. It's true. So that is the answer to that question.
I was right. It was that. But it was nice to get the full story, wasn't it? And Sarah is a terrific person, and well done to her for chastising me for being rude about those young actors. Yeah, I'm still right. But they're adults now. She's correct. I shouldn't be so mean. Look, I hope you've enjoyed this. I really love doing these compilations. That was a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next month, I hope, with another one of these. Thanks to Ben Evans, who does all the hard work putting these clips together, finding the clips, putting it together. Thank you to Catherine McKeegan for running the website, Rahulastapa, rahulastapa.com, which really helps Ben find those questions and where they are. So we couldn't do this podcast without those two people. Thank you also to Chris Evans, not that one. No relation to Ben Evans. He is actually ostensibly his father. I think he's definitely his father, actually. They have the same Welsh face, but... we'll be back next time. Thanks for listening. Now, go about your life. Maybe listen to another of my podcasts. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Thanks for listening. RichardHerring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.